Hello, everybody, and welcome to your yoga nidra session for deep healing and relaxation. Yes, and all of the yes. So just allow yourself to settle into your space, laying down using a pillow or two or three or four, something to prop your head up, your knees. Maybe you even cushion the tailbone under the hands or the heels, a warm blanket to cocoon the body, eye covering, whatever your body is calling for, is craving and really asking for. Tuning into that, finding all of that and feathering your nidra nest. Take this time to get yourself nice and settled in, making any and all little or big adjustments, wiggles, squiggles, shifts, so that you feel supported fully, not digging into the surface below you, not dangling up off of it, and feeling symmetrical, balanced between the right and the left, no holding or gripping anywhere. You can close down the eyes, soften the forehead, release any expression on the face, tongue and jaw descending, releasing, throat opening, shoulders are down, shoulder blades knit in, back body heavy, belly soft, legs are rooted. Welcome. And just beginning to become aware of your breath. Just finding an awareness of not only just the breath, an awareness of your whole being. What does that mean for you to become aware of your whole being right here and right now? And just noticing any sensations or thoughts, maybe feelings that are arising for you naturally right now. Noticing any areas of tension. And noticing if you have an impulse to push the tension away or push the stress away, maybe judge it, run away from it. Could you just allow it to be, whatever it is? Awareness of your whole being. In yoga nidra, we are cultivating, we're creating an environment, a space, where we are allowing the brain and the mind to relax and be able to enter into a deeper and slower state. So generally in our waking state, we are in alpha and beta brainwaves, which are higher frequency brainwaves. This is the conscious, aware, awake mind. This is the active mind, the speaking mind. In yoga nidra, we are shifting gears. We bring the brainwaves down into lower, deeper states. So delta waves and theta waves. And given the connection of the brain and the body, when we relax the body, then we relax the brain. And in doing so, we are relaxing the thinking mind. Let's dive right in. Let's shift gears. by simply drawing your attention to your left thumb. Maybe you allow the left thumb to soften and relax. Now your left index finger and middle finger, your left ring and pinky finger, relaxing the palm and the back of your left hand, relaxing the wrist and the left forearm, softening the left elbow, upper arm, and the left shoulder, relaxing the left armpit region, left side of chest, rib case, left side of the waist, and the left hip, relaxing the left glute, the left thigh, softening the left knee, melting into the surface below, the left shin and calf, relaxing the left ankle and the left heel, relaxing the sole and the top of the left foot, relaxing the left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and left pinky toe, and the whole left side of the body is relaxed and at ease. Now drawing the attention to the right thumb. Allow the right thumb to relax and settle. Now your right forefinger and middle finger, and your right ring and pinky finger, softening the palm and the back of your right hand, relaxing the right wrist, forearm, softening the right elbow, upper arm, and the right shoulder, relaxing the right armpit region, right side of the chest, rib case, right side of the waist, and the right hip, finding ease in the right glute, the right thigh, softening the right knee, melting into the surface below, the right shin and calf muscle, relaxing the right ankle and heel, softening the right sole and top of the foot. Relaxation through the right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and right pinky toe. And the whole right side of the body is relaxed and at ease. Now beginning to relax the back, lower, mid back, and upper back, the entire length of the spine, bottom to top, both shoulder blades softening, and the belly is heavy and the chest is soft and light, relaxing the front of the neck, the back of the neck, relaxing the throat and jaw and cheeks, and softening the tongue, maybe allowing it to rest on the lower palate. A softening of the lips, the nostrils, even the tip of the nose. And relaxing the eyelids, eyebrows, and the eyes themselves. Imagining you're gazing far into the vast, dark distance. So much of our day using the eyes to read, to focus, to see the environment. We spend such little time allowing the eyes to rest properly. Allowing the temples to soften, smoothing out through the forehead and the space between your eyebrows, space between your eyebrows, imagining this region as smooth, deep, and completely at ease. And then relaxing the scalp and the crown of the head. And now imagine a bright white light emanating from the crown of the head and drawing your attention to any area of the body that requires special attention, that requires extra healing. Imagining this white light energy healing, providing deep healing energy to that area. Bright white healing energy from the top, the crown of the head. Imagining this white light energy providing deep healing to any area that needs it. Perhaps offering tenderness or compassion, a nurturing. This bright, loving, healing energy absorbing. And if there is any lingering or remaining tension, strain, or pain, simply draw a kind and tender awareness to it. Allow it to be just as it is. The body and the mind are designed to heal and regenerate themselves. And our job is to put ourselves into the conditions where healing and regeneration are the most possible, the most accessible. Well done. Beginning to draw awareness back into the physical body. Remaining still, but imagining the fingers and toes beginning to move, the wrists and the ankles, just imagining elbows and knees, shoulders, hips. Imagine the spine moving, slinking as it wishes, slowly. And if you feel called, transferring this imaginative energy into real life movement at your own pace. And returning as you move the awareness to the breath. Maybe taking a deep inhale through the nose. And a deep sigh, big exhale out of the mouth. Let something go. And you can choose to stay laying down for as long as you wish. Perhaps taking any movements to bring you to your side or finding your way out of the lying posture. Whatever makes sense. Find your pose to pause. There is no rush. And as we close our practice together, as we pause together, remember, when we can be with ourselves in this intimate way, we are being with truth. And when we are with the truth, we are able to heal. So, I encourage, as you begin to make your way back into this day or night, try to maintain this state of being. Keep it with you. Stick it in your back pocket for as long as you can. Move a little slower. Be more observant of your thoughts. And just allow this beautiful life to unfold exactly as it's meant to, exactly as it will. With hands at my heart center and a big old smile on my face, I acknowledge and bow to you all, sending you all of the love, all of the blessings. Our practice of online nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friends.